Nominations for the 6th Annual Latin Grammy Awards were announced yesterday in Los Angeles. NPR's Felix Contreras reports on nominations from across the Spanish and Portuguese-speaking world.
A singer-songwriter who mixes flamenco and punk picked up the most nominations.
Voy a volverme como el fuego, voy a quemar tu puño de acero y del morado de mi mejilla saldrá el valor pa' cobrarme las heridas. Malo, malo, malo eres, no se daña quien se quiere, no.
Bebe was nominated 5 times, including nods for Best New Artist and Album of the Year. She's from Spain, but her song Malo has been a hit in the U.S. and Latin America, illustrating how Spanish language music has managed to transcend borders. Some of the most popular Latin music falls in the urban category. At the Latin Grammys, this used to mean Spanish language hip-hop. This year, 4 of the 5 nominees perform a style called reggaeton, a mixture of Jamaican reggae and Spanish language rapping. The latest from Puerto Rico's Daddy Yankee is nominated for Best Urban Music Album. There are 6 categories dedicated to Mexican regional music, which is also Latin music's most commercially successful genre. Brazilian music is so diverse that it takes up 7 categories. And 2 octogenarians were among this year's nominees. Cuban bassist Cachao Lopez is nominated in the Best Tropical Song category, alongside such younger performers as Mark Anthony. And pianist Bebo Valdez was nominated in the Latin Jazz category. Winners of the 6th Annual Latin Grammy Awards will be announced November 3rd. For the first time, the ceremony will be broadcast on the Univision Spanish Language TV Network. Felix Contreras, NPR News.